Can I do roll call for you, Avery?
Absolutely.
Oh. Please, Evan. Well, Evan's the chair on the
Oh, Evan's the chair. Okay, Evan, I'll do the roll call for you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the jazz call on the 31st of August, and we have on the call Alex Kukuru, Tijani Benjamin, Fabien Bitumu, Avery Doria, Eric Brunner-Williams, Alan Greenberg, Elaine Pruis, Evan Labovich, and Andrew Mack. And for staff, we have Carla Valente and myself, Glenda Saint-Gerie. We have apologies from Cheryl Langdon Orr. We have tried to call out to her, but she is in Beijing, and probably that's why she can't be with us. And we have also, is there anybody else that sent their apologies? I think those are the only ones. Thank you. Thank you, Evan. Over to you.
Okay. First things before we go any further, could I please hear from anybody whose statement of interest or whose affiliations has changed since the last call. So I'll give a few seconds. Anybody who wishes to state a change in their status since the last call, please speak up now. I will take silence to mean that nobody's changed. So please speak up now if you have a change. Okay, we received silence. That indicates that nobody's status has changed since the last call, and we will move on from there. We have two ways to proceed. Okay, Tijani, go ahead. You've got your hand up.
Yes, please. Can I ask Carla to make the text justified all the larger of the space so that I can read it because it's too small as characters? And give us the possibility to scroll it.
Yeah, Glenn, can you make me a, can you promote me?
You are Avery.
You are Avery.
Oh, I don't see it. Okay, thanks.
You are you're a host. You need to be anything else?
I need
to Johnny, I just augmented the font. Is that okay?
It's better.
I think I need to be more awake. After meetings yesterday on MAPO and the Accountability and Transparency Review Team, is anyone else here? I mean, I know Cheryl was on it. Avery, you've got to be pretty wasted. It's been pretty intense. Alan,
no rest for the weary, huh?
Alan, you were on that too, if I recall. Okay.
Sorry, I was on mute. I wasn't on much of the ATRT.
Okay. Okay, so there's two ways to go. Avery is talking about that we need to do a second pass, and we indeed need to. What I'd like to do, though, is see if perhaps we can get next steps out of the way. I don't recall any of the public comments to do on next steps. So if we could perhaps come to some agreement on this part of it and then give us some time before the next meeting where we can sort of make sure we've got everything arranged in terms of taking a second pass, given some of the new comments that have been put forward. Is everybody okay with that?
This is
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Two suggestions, though. One is I was hoping that the second pass was not of this document yet, but of the comments and responses document, which a draft of still needs to come out. And as we had a first walkthrough of the comments where we discussed them, Carla's been gathering those into a coherent thingy, and then I was hoping we could make a pass through that next. And then we also might as well, I don't know if next steps will take up the whole meeting, it might be worth going through the two sections of text that people worked on in the intervening days, just so those can be incorporated in.
Okay. Okay. So if we can get through next steps, then we'll start getting to that document that was a couple of days that was done very recently. Okay, Tijani, go ahead.
Yes, a methodology issue. I propose that all the texts that have been already drafted now, and we go through them, to be sent on the mailing list so that people who didn't attend our calls or didn't attend some of our calls can react if he or she is not okay with what have been written. So that we can gain time, because we need to go perhaps first faster since the deadline is approaching.
Okay, if that's the case, then perhaps what we ought to do is get through this, and then maybe at the end of the day, if everybody's okay with this, Carla, if we could send something out, call it a second draft, and sort of make another sort of line in the sand of where we are before we go forward. Is that sort of what you're talking about, Tijani?
Yes, I would like to Carla or any or one of the chairs send an email saying, please go through this text that we drafted during the call and tell us if you are okay with them. If you are not okay, tell us if you are not okay with them, so that after that nobody can come and say, no, I am not okay.
Okay.
This is Aubrey. I think once we incorporate the two pieces of text from today, I think Carla has been sending out an updated argument. I mean, updated document. I think asking the question as you posed is a very good idea.
Okay.
So, Aubrey, this is Carla. Sent last Friday. Was it Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said last Friday the most up-to-date version, which is version 2.8, August 27th, of the final report. Do you want me to resend that to the team?
No, not at the moment. What I would do is after today, with any updates that come in today, it gets sent out. And at that point, then either Evan and I can follow it up with, hey, folks, you know, this is where it's at. Anybody that's either been attending the meetings, and especially if you haven't, read through it carefully, bring up any issues, et cetera. Is that okay? Tijani, does that meet what you're looking for?
Pardon?
So what I just discussed with Carla, will that meet what you were asking?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. All right, without further ado, I'd like to go to where we left off last time, which was next steps. That is line number 255 in the document on Adobe Connect, page 11, I believe it is. And so if everyone's there, hopefully we can move on and maybe you get this out of the way fairly quickly. Now, Carla, you've highlighted these in blue. Is there any significant change to this since it was last in the document?
No, it's highlighted in blue because this is where we stopped.
Okay.
We have to start here at next steps.
Okay.
So in addition to this blue highlight, Evan, previously there are two paragraphs that were identified as something that still needs to be worked on.
Okay. Tijani, go ahead.
Yes, line 257. Due to the constraint of time and the need to get the board feedback on the approach, etc. GENESO is before board. Our mission is to give the board results. GENESO created this group, and ALAC and GENESO are the two parts, and other perhaps constituencies are parts of this working group. So we need to give the board the output of our work, and we need the feedback of the board to our work.
Okay. You raise a very interesting question to Jenny, which we need to bring out to the rest of the group. I mean, this is not just a GNSO group. This is a GNSO and ALAC group, meaning that if this has to get sent back to parent groups for approval, then it needs to get GNSO Council and ALAC and then go to the board. Do we need to include all that into next steps, or is everybody okay with what Tijani is saying, that we don't really even need to mention GNSO Council because we have the constituent parts of this group? Our main concern is board feedback. Alan, go ahead.
Based on experience on the VI work, it's not clear we're going to get GNSO feedback on this, certainly not in a very quick manner, although we can certainly ask for it. And I would say, based on experience, we're not going to get board feedback either. Typically, the board does not issue a statement on how they like a work. They may eventually act on it, not act on it, ignore it. But so we may get individual feedback. I think it's unreasonable to expect that we're going to get board feedback, no matter how much we may want it.
So
I think, number one, we have to take in the fact that we're not likely to get a lot of feedback from most, from either GNSO, maybe ALAC, and probably the board. But regardless, whatever position the GNSO has in this, we should have a comparable one for ALAC.
Well,
shouldn't be singled out.
What do you suggest about the wording of this? What you're saying makes an awful lot of sense. We're not going to get board feedback. We're going to get board decision based on what we come up with.
Ultimately.
Right.
But by then, that's not feedback that we can use for going ahead with the work.
Exactly.
Well,
so,
it may be, because this work may have a life past the announcement of the application.
Okay, do you have a specific wording in mind to replace this, or are you just pointing this out and see if we can just hammer it together?
I need to think about it for a moment, but go on to other people and we'll see.
Okay, Avery, go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, it is a horrible oversight that I just said GNSO Council, and that obviously needs to be corrected. I think that, first of all, we're trying to get this into the board's hands by the retreat. I think there is some hope that there will be feedback from the retreat, but you're right, there may not be. I think going on, I think if you look at some of these bullets are things that may or may not be in our charter yet. So we may need to go to both of our chartering organizations and update where we're going on from here. We will have made the initial recommendations, and what this is trying to capture is that we have other work to do, but that work may need a chartering organization, yes, go ahead, an updating of milestones, or what have you. And so that was the thought behind this. If there is no feedback, there is no feedback. But, but in any case, we would still need a chartering update to continue on to some of the things that are listed here, I think. Perhaps others will say, no, that's included already, and then that's great. But I think for some of the things that we may want to do, we do need further consultation with our chartering organizations. And, again, I apologize for the sloppy writing.
Then my recommendation will be to take the phrase and the need to get GNSO and board feedback on the proposals before proceeding on these work items, change that, and the desire to get feedback, GNSO, ALAC, and board feedback, comma, they are proposed. I would not put the feedback as a condition of doing any further work.
Are there precedents of how to be able to go to the board for feedback? I mean, I know we're really stretched for time, but either working with the retreat or working with any board subcommittees, is there any kind of a precedent of how we go to the board for feedback of how to best do something in advance of going to them for a final decision?
Well, regardless, typically the board does not give informal feedback. It may pass a motion, which there may or may not be an opportunity to do. during the retreat. Last time I saw that it was not listed as a formal board meeting. You may get feedback from individual board members.
Right.
I can't remember a case where the board gives formal feedback other than through formal action.
The informal,
I may be wrong, though.
The informal feedback may be the best that we can expect or hope.
Well, this is Aubrey. We might try for more. First of all, since, granted, we're chartered by ALAC and GNSO, but we're also chartered at the bequest of the board. So I think this group could decide that we want to send our report simultaneously with some sort of cover note to all three of them for the 13th target. And then it is possible, because we are responding to a board motion, and if we send them the report directly, that they can respond with a motion. It wouldn't be out of the retreat. It would be out of their next voting meeting. But still, we very well could get feedback from it. And we could especially request that feedback in the cover note from all three. And the board has often treated a formal request for feedback as something they need to react to. So there is some precedent for them formally responding to a formal request.
So certainly, we can say, since we were chartered by, you know, we were requested of this by the board, we would like some indication of whether this is in a direction which pleases them and should we continue with this work.
Okay. Well, what about changing, for instance, the word need to the word desire, at least, or something like that, to make it something a nice to have as opposed to a must have.
Johnny's been trying to speak for a while.
Well, also, Eric, you had your hand up and then put it down again. Are you? Did you need to talk? You want to get in the queue or?
Nope.
Okay, Johnny, go ahead.
Okay, what is the mission of the liaison of GNSO and ALAC and this group? Isn't it to inform those two organizations about our work? So I think that the chartered organization are well informed about what we are doing. And if there is something which is not well or which is not okay with those organizations, the liaison will tell us. They are here for that, I think. It's not a problem if you want to keep it like this, but add ALAC, I don't mind. But it is compulsory for me to expect feedback from the board because we need to know if we are going in the right direction. It will be very sad that we work all this time, and at the end, the board tell us, no, it's not what I asked you to do. Excuse me.
Well, it is what they asked us to do. We may just be doing it wrong.
Okay.
Even this, Carla, I'm a little bit confused about what changes you want to be made.
Not yet.
Well, first thing is, if we're going to keep in a line like this, then we need to add ALAC together with GNSO Council and Board. And I'm suggesting, at least for the purposes of this wording, that we change the word need to something a little softer that indicates that we want it, but we can proceed even if we don't get it. Does anyone have...
I agree.
I mean, the desire instead of need comes to mind, but, I mean, does anyone have a better word to put?
Desire to or interest in getting?
Interest is very good, yes.
Interest in.
Yeah.
Is everybody okay with the replacement of the word need with need to with interest in and adding ALAC to this line?
Yeah, and the verbs have to change slightly, get to getting and stuff like that, but yes.
Okay. I have a check mark from Alex. We had one from Tijani. If anyone is against this, please put an X in. Otherwise, I will assume we have consensus on this. Okay. Tijani, thank you for pointing that out. That was significant. Does anyone else have any comments on this paragraph between lines 256 and 260? Okay. All right, moving on. First bullet.
Evan, can I? I'm sorry, Evan. This is Carla. Can I read the text?
Please do.
Yeah. So due to time constraints and the interest in getting GNSO Council, ALAC, and board feedback, the following work items are proposed for discussion as either extensions to the joint SOAC new GTOD applicant support working group charter work items for another group. The sentence at the end doesn't make much sense.
That's right. Take out the word either.
Take out the word either?
The sentence makes sense if you take out that word.
Okay.
And join.
So in the interest of getting GNSO Council, ALAC, and board feedback, the following work items are proposed for discussion as extensions to the joint SOAC new GTOD applicant support working group charter work items for another group.
No, that still doesn't make sense.
No. What do we want to say? Do we want to say that this is there's more work to be done either by this joint SOAC working group or yet another group?
What are we trying to say here, folks?
I think Carla actually just said it.
Okay, how about we're proceeding on the work item. They are proposed for further discussion by the joint SOAC new GTLD working group or another group, something like that. Okay. Carla, could you say again what you just said, and let's see if we're okay with that.
Okay. Let me see if I can read that all. Hold on just one second. Due to time constraints and the interest in getting GNSO Council, ALAC, and board feedback, the following items are proposed for further discussion of the current joint SOAC new GTOD applicant support working group or another group.
Okay, I would change of to by, and then I think you've nailed it.
You would change, I'm sorry, could you repeat?
By the groups instead of the groups.
Okay.
Okay, read it back one last time, and then everybody give me a check mark or an X. Carla, read it one more time.
Okay. Due to the time constraints and the interest in getting GNSO Council, ALAC, and board feedback, the following work items are proposed for further discussion of the current joint SOAC new GTOD applicant support working group or another group.
Okay. Change the word of to by. And, okay, Avery, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I don't mean to have my hand up. I'm having terminal problems.
Okay. Carla, do you see the word of in the middle there? Just change it to by, and I think we've got consensus.
I got it.
Okay. Any X marks? Anyone not happy with that? Okay, great. Let's move along to the first bullet point, which is lines 261 to 263. Okay. Comments, questions, rewordings, anything at this point? Definition of mechanisms? No comments? Everyone's okay with that? All right. Let's move on. The next bullet point. Line.
Evan, sorry.
Okay, go ahead. Is that Rafi?
Yeah. Just asking what we mean by external review committee. It's for the committee which will make selection, or the committee which will review the activity of the selection committee?
My own reading of the bullet point is essentially, you know, defining whatever group it is that's going to make the judgments on the worthiness of an application based on these criteria.
This is Andrew. I think that calling in an external review committee might be a bit misleading. I understand Rafiq's concern.
Okay. Can we strike? How about just striking the word external?
I agree with that.
Yep.
Anybody object? Okay. Rafiq, are you okay with that bullet point with the word external taken out so it's a little less?
That's okay.
Okay. All right, moving on to the next second bullet point, lines 264 and 265. Clear enough? Any comments? Rewording? Okay, next bullet point.
Yes, Ivan.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Traffic again. Why here we are just... think that who may be able to help in the first round with funding. My understanding that we are trying to make sustainable approach. So maybe the establishing relationship with any donor will be for first or second. I don't know how much round there will be, but I don't think that we need to say that it's to help in first round.
Okay, so, and I've got a check mark from Andrew about just scratching the reference to the first round to Jenny and then Alan.
Yes, okay, it's okay. We have to remove the first round.
Alan?
I'm leery of saying this committee or this working group is going to establish relationships with external agencies. In the past, when similar things have been suggested, we've had our hands slapped saying we cannot speak on behalf of ICANN, and this is a staff responsibility, not something that a working group or a committee can do.
How about rather than establishing the relationship, simply identifying the potential donors?
That would be something I think might be more acceptable. I mean, someone has to establish the relationship and start talking to them. I'm just not sure we're empowered to do that.
Good point, Andrew.
I agree. I would explore the relationships or something like that.
That's
I think that makes the most sense. Do we want to? Do we want to commit ourselves to coming back to the board with something on this, or do we want to just leave it vague? That was my question.
Well, I mean, we could essentially change that line to say identify donors who may be able to assist with funding, and just leave it like that. Eric, then Alan. Eric, go ahead.
Thank you. fundraising is a professional activity. It is a real skilled area of work. I don't think that we are that body, and I don't want ICANN not to realize that if it's going to do fundraising, it needs to hire a fundraiser, someone who is experienced in fundraising, in doing donor outreach. So I don't see that. I agree with the comment that we should not be the liaison because there are legal issues in our representing whoever the heck we are as ICANN, which we are not. Some staffer can do that under the guidance of corporate counsel. So the relationship part, I agree with the previous speaker. The outreach part, too, however, I have real concerns because we're not good at this. We're just a bunch of people. None of us, I think, has a real experience in doing professional fundraising. So I don't want ICANN to not fund a fundraising job, you know, to not fund the person who will actually do this work competently and assume that we are doing the work competently. Thanks very much.
Eric, let me follow up with you on that. So it's a reasonable point. So what is this group's role then in that issue at all? If we're not we're not doing the relationships, we're not identifying the groups, what are we just doing, pointing out that it would be a good idea to do that?
Well, ICANN hasn't taken the step of actually funding a fundraiser, someone to actually find donors, cultivate the donors, get the donors to donate. That's a need that we've identified as part of response to the board's instructions to address need.
So we're identifying the need, but essentially we're not in any position to execute.
Well, we don't have budgetary authority to hire anyone to do it.
Okay. No, it's a reasonable point. Carla and then Ellen. Carla, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a suggestion for wording. Because I think that this gets into the implementation part, and also I would like to remind the group that Kurt had offered to have some kind of consultants helping, and maybe one of the things that the consultants or consultants could do is to help pre-identify this potential, you know, parties that could help with funding. So this is the wording that I have here as a recommendation. Identify parties who may potentially be able to help with funding and further refining the support process.
I don't even know if we're qualified to pick the consultant.
No, actually, I don't think we are. I mean, real donor community is something that you really don't run into unless you do very high-level fundraising. These are people who you know, do gifts in the order of millions, and I don't know of any of us who are in that business.
Okay, so, again, I'll come back to you, Eric, and saying, okay, do we scratch this bullet point entirely? Do we have a role to play in at least saying somebody ought to do this? How would you rephrase this then? I agree what you're saying. This group does not have the competency to either identify who could do the funding, or even to identify who's the right consultant to do this. So how would you suggest we change that bullet point, or do we just strike it, period?
I'll be happy to supply text, but to do so spontaneously.
Understood.
I'm just as low on coffee and sleep as the rest of you.
Okay. Carla, have your hand up for a suggested wording, or can I go to...
No, I just forgot to take that down. Sorry.
Okay, I have Alan and then Andrew. Go ahead, Alan.
All right. I think we need to do a level set as to what we're doing and what we envision ICANN doing in this whole thing. We're certainly asking ICANN to put some of its own money or limit the requests for money it's making of these designated applicants. I don't see ICANN as acting as the intermediary between the applicants and external donors. I don't see it acting as the broker. Sorry, I thought I heard someone say something. I see ICANN potentially identifying entities that have expressed interest in supporting such applications and, you know, identifying them and identifying contact points.
Yeah,
and certainly working with these organizations at the start to try to explain to them what it is that applicants may be looking for. But I don't see ICANN being the intermediary, or us for that matter, being the intermediary and brokering anything. I think that's a one-on-one responsibility between the donors who may be setting their own set of rules over and above any that we are setting, and the potential applicants. And I would say that our responsibility is to work with designated ICANN staff or contractors to put this process in place. Now, that's not fine wordsmithing of the sentence.
But, Alan, what you're suggesting then still has place for a matchmaker role, if not one of an agent.
I would not say a matchmaker. I would say, you know, you're identifying the potential donors and what they're interested in doing, but approaching them is up to the applicants, not ICANN making the match.
So
because any donor may have rules which are a subset or a superset of what we're looking at in terms of applicants who need support.
So this means you're saying ICANN might publish a list saying these are groups that have expressed an interest in possibly funding applicants?
And they may have had to do a lot of work beating the bushes with the kind of experienced person that Eric is talking about to approach those. I mean, you don't look up the World Bank in the phone book and call the first number you find. You know, that's not likely to yield something. So, yes, go ahead, please. I think I've said my piece.
Okay, and...
I actually used to work for the World Bank, so I can speak to this with a little bit of clarity. I think that there are two potential ways of doing this. One is to create some sort of a funding mechanism that would be attached to ICANN, so if you will, a pool of funding. And the way that that would happen would be that on the basis of the work that we've done, this basket, this pool of funding, becomes effectively an empty bucket, and ICANN might put in some of its own resources, and other groups like the World Bank or major foundations might be encouraged to do so as well. There are benefits in doing it that way. There's also the possibility that we could go to a group like the bank and say, okay, we need to set up a trust fund to support new applicants from, you know, especially from the emerging markets. What do you think? The challenge with doing it that way is that then it's completely offshore from ICANN, and you don't necessarily get some of the combined benefits of having a larger pool. In either case, I don't think it's an impossible task to identify some of these groups. This, from my experience, is not like traditional fundraising. We'd literally be trying to put together what is effectively a project for support that would be funded by one of these donor agencies. It's doable. It just takes time. And the sense that I have is that we can play a role in it, at the very minimum, suggesting some places to begin the looking, but somebody has to have responsibility for that looking. I agree that there needs to be some point person, whether they're called a fundraiser or not. I'm indifferent. But that makes sense?
Andrew, it also sounds, before Carla comes in, it also sounds like you and Alan are sort of not quite on the same page on this, and Alan is suggesting a very minimal role, if any. Whereas it seems like you're suggesting more of an activist role than ICANN in actually helping to make those pairings happen.
Well, I put it this way: I don't actually. I think that the system should to some extent determine itself. I understand the concern about being involved as a broker, and that's fine. What I am suggesting only is that if you're asking individual groups to go to separate funders, things like that, it's a very inefficient way of doing it. If we have an opportunity to make a request to one of these larger funding sources, it is possible that we could get them to say, okay, great, this fits with our development objectives, we will support it. And then where it is housed, whether it's housed in the donor agency or housed in some sort of, you know, some sort of body connected to ICANN, that would be determined by the rules and regs. But I don't think that's deal making. I just think that that's trying to secure a funding mechanism that doesn't require that the applicant that is already stretched also goes to try and make their own funding setup from an external source.
Okay, Avery, are you speaking directly to this?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
What I think the role of this group or a follow-on group needs to be is sort of continue midwifing the whole project. In other words, I think that there is a gap between having some suggestions that this should be done and the implementation having gone into place. I think all the discussions that we've started now as to what sort of bucket and how it is done and getting the people, I think taking Kurt up on his suggestion to put us with some people who understand how things are done to get better information so that we can do a better job of helping to get the project kicked off and kicked off in time for the new GTLDs is the kind of thing that I was trying to talk about there, that this group or some other group needs to continue working just to make sure the project happens and doesn't just fall through the cracks with so many other things to do. So I think, and last thing is, I would suggest that if Carla or somebody has new wording, to get that into the notes section so people can actually read the wording. I don't have the ability to type in there because I've had problems this morning, so I'm not, you know, an operator on it. But thanks.
Okay. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think Andrew and I are really that much different, but our perspective is different. The kind of thing he was suggesting of having ICANN put together a fund or a group of donors and various ways of administering it would be my method of choice if we had sufficient time and if I thought ICANN was interested in being that organization. ICANN does not view itself as the helper of the developing world. It's something that it's been perhaps coerced into, but it's not its main raison d'etre. And I just don't see ICANN doing that in the time frame we're talking about, and we probably don't have the time to do it anyway. It's not that I don't like that as an effective way of getting donors involved and making things easier and more effective for the applicants.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see it happening.
But Alan, at least...
Now, maybe I'm just being cynical, but that's my perspective.
But Alan, it's still within our realm as a group to be able to put that forward to the board and let the board decide whether or not it has either the inclination, the resources, or the time to do this.
Certainly.
And I might also add that given that it takes, this is a process and it will take some time, as these donor agencies don't have money just lying around unallocated, to begin that process now, even if it does take time, is probably worthwhile.
Yeah.
Okay.
My major point was not the time, but... My major concern is I don't see ICANN as having an interest in taking on this new persona. And again, maybe I'm a bit cynical about it, but I just don't. I have seen so much reluctance in ICANN in so many small ways of trying to adapt to addressing the needs of the developing world that I just can't see it taking the lead role in this kind of thing. But I'd be delighted to see it happen. I just don't think it's going to happen this week.
Okay, maybe next week. Okay. Eric?
Thank you. I wanted to point to two exceptions to the suggestion that ICANN has no raison d'être to be in this area of the previous speaker. As early as the green paper, representation was identified as a fundamental interest of the new entity. ICANN retains that interest, and the absence of parties other than the highly capitalized applicants from the first world is certainly a profound representation interest of ICANN. The second area where ICANN has a obvious interest is in IDNs, or that is in scripts other than ASCII. So, well, the general observation that ICANN has no role in third world development may feel true or sound true, or as one looks at ICANN as a present entity, seem at not even sufficiently cynical. The actual reasons for having this institution include representation, and it also includes scripts other than ASCII. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Eric, I don't think anyone here is saying that it's not within ICANN's purview. I think the issue is probably more a matter that there's concerns about the current board's willingness to get into this. Having said that, then it's perfectly within the purview of this group to try and prod the board into having an interest it might not have had. Would you agree?
Well, they asked for someone to prod them in some direction. I suppose that's us.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then we've got to go back and wordsmith these lines. Because it sounds like there's still interest in the group in having us put forward to the board some kind of mechanism for helping deserving applicants find organizations willing to fund them. I don't know if we have total agreement on that, but I certainly don't see a lot of opposition to the concept.
Evan, if I may?
Go ahead.
I'm not sure that the applicant-to-donor relationship is the only thing that we should be exploring. My point about representation and IDM, these are two broad buckets. These are not applicant-specific. They are class or category. And looking for donors who wish to support these as themes, as categories, is not not a useless thing to do. So I don't want to simply constrain the framework to a donor and an applicant pairing.
Eric, all I'm going to do is work on one bullet point here. We're not necessarily limiting things. I've got a two-line bullet point that right now talks about establishing relationships. There was a legitimate issue brought up with that. This particular bullet point needs some work. That doesn't preclude other areas, but we need to refine what it is we're asking the board to do in terms of whatever relationships might be exist, encouraged, and put together between applicants and those who would fund them. Andrew, go ahead.
Yes. I'm going to go back to the earlier language that I suggested and use something along the lines of explore. Explore the possibilities of co-financing from external sources with an eye toward creating some sort of support fund.
Does the word facilitate have a use here?
Say it again?
Does the word facilitate have a use here?
Facilitate's a little bit more facilitate puts you more in a brokering space, which I personally am comfortable with because it's part of what we do, right? But if other people think that's too far forward for ICANN, I understand. The idea is only that we are going to explore this because we as a group think that there's value in having some sort of support fund, dedicated support fund, because we know this stuff is going to take money, and we're agnostic as to the source of that fund. You know, or its different components, or even where it is being housed, but we think that that process of identifying the support funding needs to begin as soon as possible. That's what I'm hearing the group say. Am I correct?
Well, it's a slightly different issue. The idea of building up a fund as opposed to relationships between individual applicants and individual donors. Do you see that as different or the same thing?
In my mind, I see that as detail. What I think is a bridge too far for ICANN is getting involved in helping individual applicants go to individual donors. I think that's the least efficient way that we could go because ICANN won't be very good at the matchmaking. That the matchmaking itself suggests a level of it suggests endorsements, which, depending on where we are in the process, we may not want to offer. And I think it's a lot of touches on the ball. I'd much, much rather, it's based on personal experience, I'd much suggest that we create a fund, we try to create a fund, and that in the same way that people would apply for, they're going to be applying to, think about it like this, we've got a limited scope of money and a limited scope of other technical resources that are at our disposal at any given point in time, right? Like in our bank account. And so people would come to that fund to say, hey, I'm interested in this. That way, if they wish to top it up in other ways or if they wish to go for other sorts of funding, that's fine. But having some sort of core fund, I would think, makes the most sense. And ICANN matching up individual donors strikes me as inefficient.
Okay. Does anyone else have any? Okay, Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, for the last more than a minute, I've just heard an
a real flood of words, broken sentences, repeated phrasing, expressing that whatever the speaker's idea, clearly and slowly would be useful. I appreciate that it's difficult, but if we could just speak slower and more plainly, that would be, that would improve the comprehensibility of whatever is being said. So,
I think part of the issue is we're dealing on a phone call and people don't really have the time to sit down and spend a lot of time crafting stuff while we're on this call.
That's correct. Doing wordsmithing on a call is difficult. So I have an editor buffer where I've stuck some words in, which I will work on and send to the list. Let's go on.
Andrew, would you also be interested in helping to try and wordsmith this? I mean, it sounds like you've got a pretty clear idea, but it needs a little bit of wordsmithing. I mean, the one thing that we do know is that bullet point at line 264, 265 has to be replaced with something else. So Eric's going to go off and come up with some suggested wording based on what you've heard here.
Evan, obviously Eric doesn't believe that the way that I speak is particularly clear. I'm happy to take a look at what he presents.
I wasn't thinking so much as an insult as the fact that we need to maybe deliberate a little bit more in email than we can do on the call right now. So,
sorry?
Can I leave it to one or the two of you to basically go off and come up with some wording we can use to replace this bullet point? Is that okay?
Sure.
Eric? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that bullet point is being deferred pending new wording. Moving on. Bullet point 266, establishing framework for managing auction proceeds, future rounds, ongoing assistance. This one seems fairly straightforward. Any comments on this one? Going once, going twice. Okay, next one. The bullet point 268 to line 270. Methods for coordinating assistance and discussion of assistance to be given to by the ISP. Okay, could whoever wrote the original of this explain what they meant about where's the role of the ISP? Anyone going to take credit for writing this?
Bobby, I think I originally wrote this whole section, so I have to take blame or credit as the case may be. So let me try and think if I could recollect. I think, and perhaps, again, ISPs was wrong, but one of the things we talked about, and perhaps it was not ISPs, but back-end providers that I meant to say, and just got into one of my cross-letter things. But what we were talking about is various technical assistance relationships and such as that. So I think that would have been, I actually don't remember writing it, but I think I must have, what I'd be alluding to. And as a lot of the assistance that we've talked about providing is in the, not us providing, but being provided, is in the getting help for someone from others, whether it's other back-end providers. It may be ISPs at a certain point, though I don't think that's the major part of it.
It should be RSPs.
RSPs, yes. I think that's my typing badness. I think that's where it's at, that basically there's that whole conversation about that part of the effort that, you know, also needs further work into how, into bringing people together, into setting up or not setting up, but understanding how exchanges of some sort or other could be set up, that kind of notion, without having gone very deeply into thinking about it. Thanks. By the way, are we at our time or are we a 90-minute meeting?
I'm pretty sure this was an hour meeting, so
okay.
Pretty close to time. I'm going to make a suggestion. Carla, for the next meeting, could we spell out RSP? Because we haven't made earlier reference to it, so can we just say Registry Service Provider?
Okay, so this is Carla. I changed ISP by Backend Registry Service Providers.
Okay, Eric, go ahead to Jenny. You have the last word because we're going to have to close off this call soon.
Thank you very much, Evan. I prefer to see cooperatives here rather than a reference to the existing registry service providers. Getting the applicants who are in material need to be self-standing or to be as cooperatives self-standing, I think is a better goal than facilitating their business relationship with VeriSign as an RSP or affiliates or Newstar or CORE or OSS Registry or whomever else is offering themselves as a commercial RSP vendor. So I'd like to see this not focus so much on our providing a relationship with existing commercial providers, but with the applicants becoming either self-standing operations, self-hosting operations, or through cooperation with other applicants arriving at the same or an equivalent status. Thank you.
Eric, I'm going to come back to you and suggest maybe we can think of some other wording that would refine this. I think you're agreeing with the principle that we should coordinate assistance, but you're saying that we should also assist potential applicants to be self-sufficient as opposed to just running to an RSP.
Correct. So this is another wordsmithing item, I think. I just don't want to see it left as RSP.
No, you're perfectly. You've got a very good point. I mean, if an organization is cash strapped as it is, if they're able to do some of the RSP functions themselves, then more power to them. Okay. To Jenny, you've got the last word. Elaine, is your point a quick one or? Okay. Well, to Jenny, you go first.
Okay. Thank you. It is about methodology. Can we please agree on the agenda before the meeting? Because today I was prepared for the comment reviews, and we are dealing with the next steps. So my participation was very poor because I am not prepared for. And I think that next steps are very important, and everyone have to think deeply about to put all all interesting points in this section. Second point, I'd like that all the texts produced by the members be included in the text with a color to indicate that these texts are not yet discussed. I mean the text that Ellen sent about the problematic, the text that I sent about the financial instrument, and the text that Andrew sent today about the multiple strings. So I think that everything produced in this group have to be in the draft with a specific color to say that those texts are not yet discussed, and so that we can discuss them. If we don't put them in the draft, we will not discuss them anymore. So it is very important. And last word, I do think that we need to send an email on the list saying that this is the point at which we arrived today. The text, which is clear, are already discussed, and we have consensus on them. The text, which has this color, are under discussion. The other texts have not been discussed at all. And we need the feedback of the whole group so that we can go forward. Otherwise, we will always repeat ourselves.
Okay. Okay. Elaine, you've got time for a quick comment, and Avery gets the last word.
Thank you. For 268, to Eric's comment about registry services providers, the background discussion there was that rather than having our underfunded applicants building out their own systems, which would be prohibitively expensive, we would try to wrap in registry service providers who would be willing to provide back-end services at a discount. So I will work on some wording there to flesh out that concept, because I don't think 268, 269, and 270 really addresses that.
And can I leave it to you to perhaps go offline with Eric, so perhaps you can, between the two of you, come up with something that addresses both of those issues? We certainly
sure.
don't have time to do it on the rest of this call.
I'll do that on the mailing list. The second thing is, I agree with Tijani, we do need to bring in all of the mailing list thoughts and discussions. A lot of times someone will put out a comment or something that we should discuss and never is dealt with on our calls. And I think one of the reasons that we're having some issues, myself at least, is these calls for me are at 6 o'clock in the morning, and a lot of the email traffic comes in 1 or 2 hours before. So I don't have the wherewithal to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to read 2 hours worth of emails before a 6 o'clock call. So it would be helpful for me if people could put in some comments, you know, 12 hours before the call that we could discuss, or else consider that during our calls we need to address some of the mailing list comments. That's it. Thanks.
Okay. Carla, quick question to you. Are you okay with doing some of the suggestions that Tijani made in terms of marking the stuff in one color that we have discussed, marking stuff in another color that we have not yet discussed? Are you okay? Eric, you got your hand up, but I really got to cut this off for now. Anything more, you need to take the email. Carla, are you
I can. How about highlighting, continue to highlight in blue things that we have not reviewed, and if it's not in blue, the rest of it was reviewed.
Good. Good. And the sections that have already that we have discussion on and we didn't reach consensus can have another color also.
Yeah, this one
okay,
I added as a like need further review.
Yeah.
Let me jump in. I think everything, nothing has consensus yet. I think that most of the document is close to consensus, but I don't think that Evan and I, perhaps, you know, Evan and I need to talk about it, are ready to declare that stuff has consensus. There's stuff that has been reviewed once. None of it has been through the list yet. There are issues where some people think there's consensus, but other people feel that they haven't had a chance to comment on it yet. As I mentioned earlier, I definitely will, after this next version goes out, put out a call saying, everybody, please read, please comment. I've put out comments before. For example, after the last meeting, I said I would put out 2 emails. I put them out way too late, and when I put them out, I was told there's already consensus on these issues, when during the meeting I had mentioned that, you know, I don't think we have consensus yet, so I'll put out emails on them. I think that we should include the sections of document that people have contributed that we haven't even discussed yet, and those should go in as bracketed text in some sort of color. In terms of the agenda, we do try to give it out in advance and follow it. In this case, we did not have the document to review yet on the comment responses because of a misunderstanding and because of a volume of work. So I apologize for that, but we really do try to do what we said we would do. So, and I thank everybody for staying the extra 10 minutes.
And on that note, we will call it a morning, afternoon, evening, depending on where you are. This has been pretty intense. And I guess we will see you all later in the week. Please, there's a couple of those of you that got wordsmithing duties. Please see if we can do something so there's plenty of notice before the next meeting. And we will see you then.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.